We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Friday! Jazzed up! It's a weekend. It's a football weekend. It's Army-Navy weekend. It's week 14 in the NFL. It's Heisman weekend. If you're a sports fan, there's a lot to look forward to, especially on the gridiron, and some major announcements, of course. And so we are excited about a football Friday. We're asking you, what's the game you're most looking forward to in the NFL this weekend? And we've given you a poll because we love polls. What's Friday without a poll? So on Twitter or Facebook, A-Law Radio, or our page After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then in addition, I, as I always do on December 7th, am celebrating the birthday of my all-time favorite athlete, Larry Bird. I actually wrote a CBS Sports Minute about him. He's not just my all-time favorite athlete. He's also the reason that I became a basketball fan, the reason that I became a radio junkie, because I would listen to Celtics games on the radio. And essentially, going back to my early teenage years, following his career, falling in love with the sport itself, that's why I decided that I wanted to have a career in sports radio. And so it's not just a happy birthday, Larry. It's a thank you, Larry Bird. And while December 7th is also Pearl Harbor Day, one of the most significant events in our nation's history, certainly the day that changed World War II, I always remember it not just for Pearl Harbor, but also because of Larry Bird. And I'm asking you, who's the athlete that turned you into a sports fan? The athlete that sucked you into this life, for better or for worse. So again, on Twitter or on Facebook, you can find me either way, and we'll take some more of your calls this hour. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with some exciting regional action. Playoff and wild card positions are up for grabs in critical AFC matchups. You got Baltimore, battling Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, one of the games that's in our poll. Andrew Luck leads the Colts into Houston. We'll see if their win streak continues or if it's ended at 9 games. And Philip Rivers-led Chargers will host the Cincinnati Bengals. Check your local listings and kick off your day with the NFL today on CBS. That's 12 Pacific, 9 a.m. No, 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. If you missed my conversation with Chargers rookie defensive back Derwin James from the first hour of the show, he has as much energy off the field as he does on. He's a great talker. He has so much to share about his first year in the NFL. I asked him what it's like to have an interception off an iconic quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger. We talked about that victory in Pittsburgh last Sunday night and how significant it was for them as a team, but also what changed at halftime because they were down by 16 points. And good stuff with Derwin. I think we're going to replay a portion of that conversation this hour so that you can get a taste of it. But the entire thing will be podcasted. We hope to have it up on our YouTube channel as well before long. We've kind of gone through the last month of transition here on the show. And also this hour, before we go into the weekend, I want to give you an update on what's in the works here at After Hours. Again, it's been a challenging month since Isaac left, and we are working toward finding his permanent replacement. We appreciate the different guys who have filled in, but it's been kind of a hurdle for us. And a bunch of the normal features and some of our use of social media that we'd gotten so comfortable doing, a lot of that kind of fell by the wayside. So I wanted to give you an update on that as we hurdle toward the weekend, just so you're in the loop. Who doesn't want to be in the loop? All right, so you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook, you've got our phone number. We've heard from a lot of first-time callers to the show tonight, and that's cool. We'll get back to that as well. Well, we did have Week 14 kicking off Thursday night in Nashville, and Derrick Henry, who had not had more than 60 yards rushing in a game this season, decided he really liked running against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, this is kind of weird, right? Because I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars are weird. They're the strange dichotomy of the 2018 season. They had lost 7 in a row. Then they go and they shut out the Colts. 6-0 was the score. Then you think, okay, maybe they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs. But here's another AFC South battle. It's an opportunity for that defense to flex its muscles again. And man alive, it was about as ugly as it's been all year for the Jags defense. And it was perfect. A perfect night, a perfect storm for Derrick Henry.
Mariota in the gun. Gives it to Henry at left guard. Pounding and driving into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Henry with his 6th touchdown of the year. Mariota gives it to Henry. Henry bounces it outside. 5, 10, 15, stiff arm, 20, 25, 30, 40, stiff arm, 50, 40, 30. He's on his feet. Big chase, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Titans, 99 yards! Give it to Henry at right guard. Booming forward, 10, 5, end zone! The Yuli Hornet! Touchdown, Titans! He comes back to the right. He's got the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, the end zone! 54 yards! Derrick Henry! Touchdown, Titans! He nearly took that one all the way to Franklin!
Mike Keith was having a good time, right? Pretty much everybody in the stadium there in Nashville was having a blast. So whether you celebrate Hanukkah or whether you celebrate Christmas, it was an early gift from one Derrick Henry, Mike Keith, on the Titans radio network. So after not even scraping together 60 yards at any point in a game this season, Henry racks up a franchise record 238 rushing yards on 17 carries. That's it. Just 17 carries. And you hear that last call from Mike Heath was his last big run, 54 yards in the fourth quarter. But the one in which he not only stiff-armed a guy, but also took Miles Jack and threw him like a rag doll, that was a 99-yarder, which tied for the longest run in NFL history with Tony Dorsett. We'll get to that because there's another neat historical tie there. So 4 touchdowns on 17 carries, 238 yards on 17 carries, and Derrick Henry lights up the night.
It's not really about me. You know, it's about those guys blocking. You know, for me to be able to have success, me to do my job, I got to count on those guys. So credit to them. And I'm not going to take all the credit. You know, they definitely deserve it. So hats off to those guys for my success.
He stayed positive. I mean, he's attentive in the meetings, and he understands maybe just getting a better feel for where he can take some of these runs and what he can do. And you know, it's been good to see it. We're going to need to continue to get that. I mean, we're going to be playing against another good team next week with a really good running back. You know, I appreciate Derek always, you know, saying that he had to do better, but we all had to do better.
The Titans are an interesting case study. They've got a couple of impressive wins, like the one against the Chicago Bears. Wait, I said that. No, that was Miami. What am I talking about? We had a big call about Miami earlier that I was looking at their schedule. Let's start that again. The Titans have had a couple impressive wins against the Texans. That was one of the games that they started the year with, right? So before the Texans got into this 9-game win streak. And it's also been a roller coaster ride for Tennessee. So early on, they have a 3-game win streak. Then they have a 3-game losing streak. Then they have a 2-game win streak, which includes a victory over the Cowboys and a victory over the Patriots in Nashville. Then they have a couple more losses. Now they've got a couple more wins. So you want to talk about a roller coaster ride. It's similar to what we've seen with the Seattle Seahawks. You don't know whether they're coming or going, and you start to get excited, and then, wah, wah, wah. Well, let's see if they can continue this now, because looking forward on their schedule, so they're through 14 weeks. They only have 3 games left. On the road at the Giants, against the Redskins, and then the Colts. It could very well come down to that Week 17 game against the Colts for maybe a wild card spot. And we don't know what's going to happen with Houston from here on out. But even if the AFC South is out of reach, if the Texans continue to take care of their business, well, then that game against the Colts could be significant. Looking at the standings, now granted, the Titans have a game in hand, but they now have the same number of wins as the Ravens and the Steelers. They have one more win than the Dolphins and the Broncos, as well as the Colts, who are there in their division. So there's an AFC, just a mad scramble in this final month of the season, but the Titans take care of business. Meanwhile, you look at the Jaguars, who've lost 8 of 9, and you think, this can't end well. This can't end well for Doug Marrone. It's hard to stomach. It's hard to understand. I remember going back to 2017, the Raiders were my big disappointment of the season, because not only had they gotten Derek Carr back healthy, but it was a lot of the same personnel that had won double-figure games the year before and then made the playoffs. And, of course, he by that time had the broken leg, and so it was a different story. But it's how I feel about the Jaguars. They are a major head-scratcher. How did they sink this far? And I know the quarterback position has a lot to do with it, and the loss of Leonard Fournette, again, has a lot to do with it. But this game, or this team, in the game against the New England Patriots, was that week 2, week 3? Oh, my goodness. At that point, they were right on track. And gosh, talk about a massive train wreck. Jalen Ramsey, who is pretty comfortable speaking his mind, he had a back and forth with reporters and a particular word that he used to describe this season.
Embarrassing to be on national TV and how this happened?
Super. Super. Like I said, it's sad. Honestly.
Are you still locked in?
I mean, I had limited opportunities tonight. They ran the ball. They ran the ball down our throat. Yeah. 90% of the game. They did screen. Me personally, I didn't have a lot of ops to try to make a game-changing play.
He says it's sad. Honestly, it's just sad. And then, of course, he points out that he had limited opportunities because they ran the ball down our throat. Well, yes, they did. So I guess Jalen Ramsey had nothing to do with it. Either way, there are certain to be football casualties when you think about the Jaguars. And I saw the comments, the tweets, just openly speculating if it would be Tom Coughlin who would be coaching the Jaguars into 2019. I mean, I'd be okay seeing Coughlin on the sidelines again. I was always a fan. He's a different type of intense. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. For those of you who missed my conversation with Chargers rookie defensive back Derwin James, it was great to catch up with him our first hour of the show. We actually have put together a chunk of the interview, some of the highlights, and we tweeted it in a cool audio file with a GIF. Oh, it's not a GIF. It's just a picture, right? My gosh. You too and your social media savvy. It's very impressive. Chris and Andrew on the other side of the double pane glass. So I'll retweet it. The whole interview will be on afterhoursamielawrence.com as part of our podcast. But if you want the quick hits, you can find it right now on Twitter. And also, what's the game you're most looking forward to? You guys are killing it with the votes tonight. So that's cool. I'll retweet the poll. We've got Facebook as well. We've got full phone lines. So I promise we're going to pack it all in these next 40 minutes. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy Friday to you. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Play action fake. Bootleg, near side catch. Kelce stretches out. Touchdown. Kansas City, a bootleg throw to the near pylon, and Kelce atones for the fumble. 12 seconds left. First and goal to go up to 6. They roll to the right side. Max protection, firing for the end zone. Kelce with the catch. He's got it! Touchdown! A low right catch! Touchdown! Kansas City! The Chiefs go the length of the field.
I have help. That's the biggest thing. I mean, I'm not the only leader on this team. There's a ton of leaders in this team, and I think that's why we've had so much success. It's not like I have to say something every single time we break down the huddle. I mean, there's guys, offense, defense, special teams that are leaders on this team, and I learn from them every single day, and I just want to keep learning from them.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Crazy to think about. He's still what are we, week 14? He's played 13 games this year. So 14 weeks into his NFL career as a starter, and he's got 41 touchdown passes, a couple of that you hear there with Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs radio network. And I know there's a lot of other reasons why the Chiefs have been in the headlines. The Kareem Hunt situation, now the NFL is handling that investigation, we think. And it's not a Chiefs issue anymore. But, man, there's certainly a void where he scored 14 touchdowns, 7 on the ground and 7 through the air. But going into this game against the Baltimore Ravens, it's a different animal. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, this game preview is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. $5 game day pitchers, cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. The price and the participation may vary. So the Chiefs, of course, are still adjusting to life without Kareem Hunt. I don't think Kelvin Benjamin is going to be the answer, but he did just sign with the Chiefs. But now they've got to face this Ravens defense. Defense and special teams, and the run game for the Ravens is the key to their resurgence now, putting themselves back into this playoff conversation, in fact, being one of the AFC playoff teams right now. They've got this three-game win streak, and of course, Lamar Jackson, the rookie QB. He is not that much different in age from Pat Mahomes, but in terms of the experience, it's a different animal. He got the road win in Atlanta, right? So there was a kind of stick your toe in the water. But Atlanta, not the same as Arrowhead Stadium and the Chiefs and their fans. It is one crazy atmosphere there. I've been there. It's phenomenal. It's one of my favorite places to watch a football game. It's a true home field advantage. So how will the rookie quarterback handle it? He says he's going to be making a lot of hand signals with his offensive linemen. They're just going to take it a snap at a time. He'll rely upon them, but he's heard it's really loud. That's what he said. I've heard it's really loud. And that defense, of course, they can keep Pat Mahomes off the field if they can run the ball, which Jackson is a big part of. But if they can run the ball, then they can control the clock, obviously keep their defense with some fresh legs, which they'll need later. You don't want to get into a shootout with the Chiefs. That does not behoove you in any way, shape, or form. Does not behoove you to get a victory that way. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What's the game you're most looking forward to? We've got a poll up. It does include the Ravens and the Chiefs. Also includes the Vikings and the Seahawks. Another game that could have significance in the NFC and its playoff picture. 855-212-4227. Let's go back to our phones here. Bob is listening in Pittsburgh. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I just wanted to comment. I was sitting there thinking of these names here growing up in the 70s. You know, Tony Dorsett, I've heard a million times from high school to to Pitt and Heisman, Marino, and, you know, the history of Clemente. He passed away right before I was born. And there's a lot of history here, including Mario. But the guy that really makes me, made me attracted to sports and especially baseball, you know, that had markers every stadium he hit home runs in, was Pops, Willie Stargell, and We Are Family. That guy was larger than life from his at bat, you know, when he was coming in the batter's box, his swing that he would always do before to get loose, if you ever saw it, and his big smile, he made you think he was this big teddy bear, and then when you pitched him the ball, he smashed it.
That's neat. That's a cool memory.
So I don't know. There's a lot of history there, and you know, that's just something that, you know, you look at him and you say, that guy truly brought me into, you know, all the sports, but especially baseball.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that, Bob. Thanks so much for sharing that memory. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Just got this tweet from Annie. She says, those great Steelers teams in the 70s made me a football fan. They went from a really bad team to a great one. Remember jumping up and down with my mom after the Immaculate Reception. Oh, gosh, these are awesome. So essentially what I'm asking you, in light of the fact that today is Larry Bird's birthday, and he's pretty much the reason why I am where I am in my career. He was the catalyst for all of it when I was growing up in New Hampshire. I'm asking you, who's the athlete or the team, maybe the memory that kind of sucked you in and turned you into a sports fan, for better or for worse? Let's see. Ian says, here are a few I haven't heard tonight. Tara Lipinski, Christy Yamaguchi, Scott Hamilton. Always loved watching them skate, and especially Scott doing his flips. Ian is in Ohio. Jake on Twitter says Brett Favre. Doug, Johnny Unitas. And let's see. Greg says, for football, it would be Brian Sipe. For basketball, it would be Magic Johnson. And then I love this tweet from Jaleesa. She says, I love your show. I moved to Atlanta in 2000, so Mike Vick is the reason I'm in sports broadcasting. Thank you, MV7. Yeah, I mean, before he went away to prison for the dog fighting and the cruelty charges to the animal. We all know about that. We're not going to forget. But he obviously was one hell of a football player. And he sparked a lot of quarterbacks who wanted to be just like him, quite have that same skill set. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, and we'll get to more of your responses. Marco Belletti is here in studio, and it's so good to see you. Happy Friday. I'm glad that you're here because we have a history moment, like this really cool thing, this tie from Thursday Night Football, and you are such a great student of history and sports history. I don't know how you do it. Marco can remember the Giants offensive line going back to like when he was age 4. I mean, and baseball too. He has this mind that's a steel trap when it comes to obscure sports.
Right. Where are my keys?
Information. So, for those of you who don't know, probably Marco knows by now because he's here and he's getting ready for updates. But in Derrick Henry going 99 yards for a touchdown Thursday night, he tied Tony Dorsett, longest play ever from the line of scrimmage, longest run ever from the line of scrimmage. And the cool thing is, here's the neat piece for you and I as broadcaster too. This is kind of cool. It was Joe Buck who was on the call on TV for Derrick Henry's run on Fox and also on NFL Network. Do you know Tony Dorsett's run was his dad on CBS Sports, and we have the call. Westwood One tracked it down, so this is really neat.
Here is the give to Dorsett. He breaks through a hole and comes out to the 10 to the 15. He may run 99 yards. He is to midfield. He's to the 40, 35, 30, 25, out of bounds. No, he didn't go out of bounds. It's a touchdown. A touchdown for Tony Dorsett, the longest rush from scrimmage in the history of pro football. He ran 99 yards and 2 feet.
How great is that?
That's awesome? The radio call, right?
Is it the radio call? Okay, so it was Monday night. That part I know. I've gone back and it was the it was actually 1983, but it was early January, so it was like the 82 season, and the Dallas Cowboys at that point the only 99 yard rushing touchdown in NFL history against the Vikings. But here's something else I didn't know because I don't remember watching this. But there were only 10 Cowboys on the field at the time. Did you know that?
I heard it afterward. Yeah, I didn't see that run live. No, I'm a little too young.
Yeah,
I was like 5 years old at that point. I can't say that I was still watching the game even turn it on.
No, I'm with you there. But having read about it, the fullback apparently got the snap or the call wrong. And so pre-snap, he runs off the field. So the Cowboys only had 10 men on the field.
I had heard that
time.
Story before, but I didn't know it. Yeah, obviously.
That's so cool. But really neat that you get Jack Buck. And then you get Joe Buck with the two 99-yarders. How amazing is
those
that?
Those two called a lot of moments.
I miss Jack.
A lot of, simpatico type of stuff with the game six. We'll see you tomorrow night. And, then Joe Buck able to do it again in the Cardinals World Series.
No, just so cool. I loved listening to Jack. He was obviously a jack of all trades. He did all sports like his son. And I heard Joe mention that he had been with, Fox since... he was 25 years old, and so he's got
96.
He's got a significant history going way back too. So kind of neat. He tweeted about it. Actually, we were already on the air, and he was tweeting about how neat it was to share that with his dad.
And I'm sure he knew.
Yeah,
I'm sure he knew.
Of course he does. He idolized his dad. All right. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on Facebook, you've got Game of the Week in the NFL. We've also got all of your tweets about the athlete that sucked you into this life as a sports fan, for better or for worse. Marco, who was yours?
A lot of them. Mattingly for the Yankees. For the Giants, I believe it was Carl Banks more than Lawrence Taylor.
Who's still on their pre- and post-game show?
Yeah, I was always a Carl Banks guy. It was always the idea that if you were going to run the football, you ran at Taylor because you wanted nothing to do with Banks. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world as a kid. He was always my favorite player. And then for the Knicks, it was Patrick Ewing. It's not even close.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could give you more. There was guys that I liked when I was young. Kiki Vandeweghe, who was kind of like a quick trip to the Knicks. I was always a big Mike Paliarulo fan for the Yankees back in the day. So there's some guys that were kind of a little bit under the radar. But, Banks, Mattingly, and Patrick Ewing were by far. Those are the guys that you were always trying to be when you were in the yard.
That's awesome.
And I wasn't by any stretch.
I mean, who is? That's kind of the cool thing is we always have the dream, but we're always chasing it. All right, it's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Happy Friday. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio is brought to you by Geico. 855-212-4227. There's a quick way you can save money by switching to Geico. If you go to geico.com in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. So really quick, before we get back to the phones, and I can't even keep up with your tweets and your Facebook messages, so thank you very much for being all in on this topic. The sports fan that kind of turned you on your head. Whenever it was that you discovered sports, this particular athlete is the reason why you've been sucked in and you can't quit no matter how hard you try. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, you're also taking our poll about the game you're most looking forward to in the NFL this weekend. I bet a lot of you are really jazzed up about Army-Navy as well. So the poll's up, or you can just weigh in on Facebook. And if you missed my conversation with Derwin James, Chargers rookie defensive back that has three interceptions, including one against Ben Roethlisberger that we talked about, I could hear his face light up, and this is even over the phone. But we talked about his welcome to the NFL moment and his adjustment as a rookie, but also about that locker room and how much fun he's having. He's pretty excited to have football as his job, which you can tell he appreciates it as opposed to just taking it for granted. Anyway, that interview will be up in its entirety on our podcast. But right now, if you wanted to get a few of the highlights, we retweeted it from CBS Sports Radio. So thanks to Andrew for putting together a couple of minutes of some of the good stuff with Derwin. But I've been promising you, I want to give you an update on a few things that have to do with the show. So over the last 5 weeks, it's been about 5 weeks since Isaac left and he wanted to pursue some other opportunities, which is great. It was really good to have him on the show for as long as we did. But we've been trying to find his permanent replacement. So we've been going through auditions and different interviews and stuff like that over the last 5 weeks. And in trying to figure out who would be the best fit, we've kind of dialed back on a lot of the things that we were doing before Isaac left. So for those of you who subscribe to our YouTube channel, we haven't posted on our YouTube channel in 5 weeks. And I just wanted to say sorry about that. It's been a challenge, just this transition that we're going through. We will get back to our YouTube channel. We actually discovered tonight that neither one of us has the login. Neither Chris nor I has the login. I thought I had it. I thought he had it. Neither one of us actually has it. So we're going to have to reach out to Isaac because that was his baby. So that's one of the things that we've kind of dropped. It's been a little bit like a dam. And there's a couple of cracks in the dam that you can plug with a couple of fingers. But then it seems like there's another crack that springs open in the dam. It's been about, you know, what we can do and still make the radio show sound good. And then a lot of our features that you guys really look forward to, we haven't been able to do. We also were right on the verge of our second annual Chubby Bunny contest, but we kind of lost a member of our team and had to wait now till we replace a member of our team. So we haven't been able to do that either. So I just want you to know, we haven't forgotten about any of these things, and we'll bring back some of your favorite features and we'll get to Chubby Bunny. And I know we promised you when we get to 30,000 likes on our Facebook page that we were going to do our own homemade touchdown celebrations. I think we've kind of changed that now. We're waiting until we have another member of our team. So essentially, a lot of stuff is on hold and it's been tabled, or we've hit the pause button, I guess. And thank you for understanding and for being supportive of the show anyway. Isaac is impossible to replace, but we'll hit the reset button. We'll get a fresh start and a new voice and some new ideas and creativity, and then we'll pick up where we left off. So thanks for being patient with us, but also thank you for your constant support on the radio as well as on social media. I just talked you in my hands and, as usual, smacked the microphone. On that note, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. All right, we're going to run through as many calls as we possibly can. So if you want to share that athlete that sucked you into being a sports fan, awesome. Let's not take 5 minutes to do it so I can get through as many of these calls as possible. And before we hit the top of the hour, it's our boom moment of the week. Let's talk to Danny, who's in Atlanta. Danny, welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Athlete that brought me in, 1986, I moved up here to the States from South America. Phil Simms, the Giants, LT.
Phil Simms.
Doing with the Knicks.
Yep.
Kind of old school.
No,
I wanted to commend you on that Larry Bird CBS Minute. It you knew at a young age that this is what you wanted to do. That's why you're so good at it.
Thank you.
I knew at 12 years of age that I wanted to be in aviation. I'm still in aviation.
Wow.
And I think that's why I'm so good at it.
Yeah. It's been your singular focus since then, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the game that I'm most looking to watch this weekend, and everybody in Atlanta is looking to watch this weekend, is Saturday night, the Five Stripes, ACL United, taking on some three people coming from somewhere up northwest. And we're going to get this.
So you're talking soccer, right, for everybody else who wasn't really paying attention. You're talking about the MLS Cup.
That's right.
All right. I mean, that's pretty cool. It's neat how the United, what are they, second year in MLS, and not only are the fans extremely supportive in that new stadium there in Atlanta that they share with the Falcons, but now
second
obviously.
Second year in MLS,
mm-hmm.
and you also have to come and experience the atmosphere at Mercedes-Benz. You talk
cool.
about home field advantage.
Yep.
Everybody's going to see what 72,000 plus could do once again Saturday night.
Awesome. All right, Danny, thanks so much. Thanks for tuning in, but also be safe flying.
All right, take care.
Let's talk to Shan. Did I say Shan? Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Sean, forgive me. It's the last 20 minutes of my work week. Sean in New Hampshire, welcome to After Hours.
Thank you. No worries about that. Real quick, Pedro Martinez was the player
yes!
that changed me growing up. Being a young baseball player and a pitcher myself, wasn't very tall. He was definitely that inspiration. But really, I was calling to touch on the Patriots. Josh Gordon, a couple of weeks back, went 4-for-12 on his targets. I think the past couple of weeks, I don't know if he's dropped the ball, especially this last weekend. He got that pass and just made a beeline straight to the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
How big of an influence do you think he's going to make this weekend with the Dolphins?
Well, I think this is a guy who the more he's with the Patriots and around this group, you can tell he becomes more disciplined. Definitely has something to prove, but also I think being around a professional organization and teammates that have a standard that they uphold, it is rubbing off on him. And you can see how seriously he takes the work, how much he's put into it. And obviously having a quarterback like Brady, but also having other veteran teammates who are, you know, entrenched in the Patriots way. That's really important too. And you can just see him becoming more professional, taking this seriously. As you say, when he has a game in which he, you know, he's not super thrilled about it, he goes out there and he proves that he can even raise his game another level. He's been such a huge addition. It's really impressive that the Patriots, I want to say, were willing to take a chance, because there certainly is still a risk, right? In his personal life, he's got some demons that he'll be facing from now and for the rest of his life. But that atmosphere in New England has been fantastic for him. And he's just another way that their offense, you know, he adds another dimension. They've become so much more well-rounded with Sony Michel back and Gronk. And obviously having Julian Edelman and Gordon's just been a fantastic addition.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more on that.
Cool. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Have a good weekend. I don't know why I called him Shan. I think I was thinking Hampshire, like there. I can't even explain it. Tommy in Milwaukee, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Amy, how you doing?
I'm good.
My hero was probably one of the most underrated baseball players of all time, Robin Yount.
You think he's underrated?
Well, he played in a small market. He never got the credit he really deserved.
Except that he is a household name.
You think so?
I do.
And Milwaukee's a household name.
I mean, you don't think that the entire sports radio audience that you're speaking to right now, everybody knows who Robin Yount is?
I think half of everybody knows who he is.
Oh, stop it.
I
come on.
I think the other half is going, who the heck is this guy?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I would disagree with you.
I'll tell you what. This guy was a class act from beginning to end. He was Milwaukee through and through, and I actually met the guy.
Cool.
And got to
very
shake
cool.
his hand, and he thanked me for being his fan.
Oh, that's really nice. That sticks with you, doesn't it?
He is. I mean, when you get to meet your idol.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He shakes your hand and says thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I agree.
The greatest. There'll be many Brewers after him, and there may be many who beat his numbers, but he'll always be the Brewer in Milwaukee.
Awesome. Also, I'm still, Tommy, going to disagree with you. Thank you so much for your phone call. But as a Hall of Famer, he was inducted, in the late 90s? I kind of feel like he's definitely a household name. But thank you for that. First person who's mentioned Robin Yount on the radio. And that brings us to the penultimate moment of our work week.
Boom! Here on After Hours, we end every show the same way.
Boom! I just laid down the A-law. Boom!
You know it. You love it. Now we're cranking it up a notch. After Hours presents the best highlights.
Foles running up and down the legs. A direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball!
And the most sizzling reaction.
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. The greatest sports show in America.
Boom!
I'm very, you know, excited. I'm always excited if he'd have stayed in Cleveland.
It's the boom moment of the week. Here's Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Mariota under center. Henry behind him. Handoff. Henry to the left. Busting out to the outside. 10-yard line. 15-yard line. Oh, a stiff arm. Wow. 15 to the 20. 25 down the sideline. Into territory for Jacksonville. He's still going. Henry is not going to stop. He goes all the way. 99 yards. Derrick Henry. That was magical.
Woo, when you go 99 yards and you tie a record set by Tony Dorsett in 1983, well, you deserve to be the boom moment of the week. Of course, it's not the last boom. You'll get another one before we sign off for the weekend. Quickly going through some of your posts that are unique that I haven't seen before. Chris says on Facebook, easily it's The Rock, the athlete who got me sucked into sports. He says, it destroyed me when he retired. Edward says on Facebook, Sean Kemp. Oh, my gosh. Who doesn't remember? Well, it depends on how old you are, but I remember watching Sean Kemp dominate in the paint, he says, in his Seattle days. Let's see. Steven on Facebook, Tony Hill, Tony Dorsett, Roger Staubach. I love the Ozzie Smith in baseball. That one is a walk down memory lane. Darnell says that on Facebook. Clint, Howie Long, Mike Singletary, and the Triplets, the 90s Cowboys. So he's got a whole list. On Facebook. And then a couple of them from Twitter, A-Law Radio. Jason says, Dwight Evans sucked me into sports when I was younger. Let's see. Thomas says, Pearl Washington, Dwight Gooden, Boris Becker. And Ryan says he went to Ripken camp one summer and Bill Ripken inspired him to train and practice instead of just showing up for games. I like it. Those are personal memories. We're back Sunday night after football. Have an awesome weekend. Happy Friday. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.